We continue this evening with our series on the Book of Psalms. And last Sunday, we start reading Psalm 115. And today, we continue with Psalm 115. And we read some of the verses, and I omitted these three verses. So this evening, our text is from Psalm 115, verses 9 to 11. 9 to 11. All you Israelites, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord, he is their help and shield. Let us pray. Father, we place into your hands this time as we read your word. May your Holy Spirit help us to receive what you have prepared, Lord. Father, we want to know you more, so we just want to spend this time in your presence. So, Father, bless us as we read your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Psalm 115, Charles Spurgeon has said that this psalm was often sung at Passover, so he will remind them to give glory to God. So, the context of the psalm, as we said last Sunday, was a question: where is God? The psalmist says, not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and faithfulness. But the people around, they were saying, where is their God? Where is your God? And we said that most people in the nations around Israel, they have idols, and they have idols made of silver, gold, and Israel have a God who is invisible, the omnipotent God, the Almighty. And like Charles Spurgeon says, you know, that sound remind them that they were to trust in him, not in idols. And now, idolatry is the subject here. And they were mocking them because they were unable to see God. And people can mock the church because they are unable to see our God. And the response from the psalmist is verse 3. I love this verse. And shall we say it together? So the psalmist's response was, well, our God is in heaven. I don't know, you have your idols there. But our God is in heaven. He will do whatever he wants to do. And he goes on in verse 4, but their idols are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths, but cannot speak, eyes, but cannot see. And we say that the Psalm 115 speaks of these literal idols, but also speaks to us in 2018, here in Bangor, in the UK. Materialism, humanism, atheism. Because we are worshiper beings. You and me have been created to worship. So if we don't worship the true God, we are going to find a substitute. So in these, why we say these are idols? Because atheism, for example, they say there is no God. So it's an idol because their God is their knowledge. Consumerism. Materialism. So that was the subject that we were looking into, you know, last Sunday evening. But also, we said that the person who comes to God, we are walking in the Spirit because God is the Spirit. Jesus told the Samaritan, the woman of the well, he says, the woman said, well, we worship there. This is our religion. And Jesus' response was, the true worshipers will worship in what? In his spirit and in truth. So if we don't surrender our lives to God, to Jesus, we cannot understand. And the question will be, where is your God? Why things are happening to poor people, to in some poor countries? What is that happening? Where is God? Where was God in the September 11? Where was God? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them what? Foolishness. And cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. So the only way you can understand God is for the Holy Spirit when you surrender your life to Jesus. The moment I surrender my life to Jesus, the moment you surrender your life to Jesus, the New Testament says that we are sealed with the Spirit of the promise. And the Spirit helps us to know what He wants us to do. So the person who doesn't work in the Spirit will say, where is God? Where is God? But this evening, we are going to see three verses in between here, and there is a call to have faith. Because people need to see our faith in order for them to know God. Calvin says that we are the ones who have to show God to people. I saw many people's faith, and that's the reason why I'm here. Maybe you saw some people's faith, and that's the reason why I want to believe in that God. So there is a call to have faith. And some people call this psalm, it's a chorus. And then maybe, you know, worship leaders like Owen, they will say something and people will respond. Shall we try that? Okay? So I'm going to say the first line and you say the words in yellow. So that was the way the Israelites did it. You know, all of you Israelites, trust in the Lord. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. You who fear Him, trust in the Lord. That was the way they did it. And now here we have three designations. First, Israel, then we have House of Aaron, and then we have those who fear the Lord. And the first one is Israel. So Israel is the nation. He's telling the nation of Israel, hey, you need to trust me. I am your helper. I am your protector. But you know the way God demonstrates His love is one day at a time. It's not, for example, if I need something, I say, well, God, I need this, and I need it for a year. So you have all what you need for a year. So what you tend to do? You forget to ask God. And that's what God did. You know the manna? Every day, the manna, they were unable to store. So, you know, they have what they needed for the day. That is what He's saying to Israel. He said, He will give you what you need for the day. He is your help and your shield. But He's talking to the nation of Israel. The second is the house of Aaron. The house of Aaron, who are the priests, the religious leaders, the worship leaders, the spiritual leaders. And He says, you have to demonstrate your faith to the people. So you are a deacon, you are an elder in the church, you are a Sunday school teacher, you are a pastor. People are watching you. They want to see your faith. That's the reason why they say those who lead worship and the priests, they must trust in the Lord before the people so that they may see their faith. And then the Lord is your shield. The Lord is your help. But the third one, so we have the nation of Israel. We have the religious leaders. But then the third one, those who fear the Lord. Who are those who fear the Lord? Us. I am not from Israel. I am not Jewish. You are not. Are you Jewish, Magnus? Okay. It's us. And he says, it's all who believe in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust. You know, it must be terrifying for if you were living in the time of those times, you know, when Israel was, they left Egypt, they were around this nation. Those who start to fear the Lord, they say, well, I am not from Israel. I am not a priest. But what a wonderful promise. Those who fear the Lord, he says, trust him. Don't lean on your own abilities. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't lean on what the world says. Trust me. Trust me. I am your help. I am your shield. And, you know, if you trust me, something will happen to you, to your family, to your city, to your country. And I love the following verse. I will read verses 12 and 13. I love these verses because this is the ones that we read last Sunday. This is what is going to happen. Let's read it together. The Lord He will remember you. He will remember. Oh, I am from Ecuador. Oof, that's a tiny nation. He will remember me. Oh, I am from Ireland. Oh, I am from England. I am from. He will remember you. Do you believe that? That's it. And then the verse, you know, I love verse 12, says, the Lord remembers us. Oh, but when I have problems, when I have difficulties, he will remember you. But I am going through this. He will remember you. And guess what? He will bless you. Have you realized, those who have been walking with the Lord for a long time, you know, sometimes you go through tough times, and then after 1 year or 2 years, 3 years, even after a few months, you say, that was the reason why. Let me tell you something. This time, 1 year ago, next week, I was taken into hospital. And I was thinking why I was going through that. It was tough time for the family, still tough time. But after a few months, you know, so much stress. That was my problem, so much stress. I felt like I was like, you know, like a squeeze, like an orange. And then I have this problem. You know what? After a few months, when I was sitting in the hospital in North London, East London, the doctor says, and that was the moment I understood that my Lord remembered me. He said, you know what? The things that you have, only we discover when it's too late. And we thought I was too late. But because the difficulty you have, we discovered in his cancer stage 1, we can operate and you will be okay. So that thing that was going through, the Lord remembers me. And even I saw the nurse, they said, well, you know what you have, sometimes it's late when people your age. The Lord remembers you, my friend. Are you going through a tough time? The Lord remembers you. And he will bless you. And then he says, he will bless those who fear the Lord, as small and the great. It doesn't matter. You know, for the Lord, there's nobody is important, more or less important. He is there to bless you. I remember one brother who he will give, says, oh God, I'm going to give tens. He gives ten for everything. It's wonderful to give tens for the small things. In great things. And then say, and the Lord make, oh, I love this. Shall we? I love this wonderful promise. Look, verse 14 and 15 say, may the Lord cause you to what? To flourish. Both you and your children. Oh my, I'm waiting and looking forward to see what God has for my children and my grandchildren, if I'm going to have grandchildren, you know. But I don't care if I don't see them. The Lord is going to remember you and bless you. That's what the psalmist is saying. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. There is a very, very, very old blessing here. I don't know if you heard this blessing. Shall we say it together? This is one, is a very, very ancient blessing. Whom God blesses, he increases. But this is not about just like the prosperity gospel. You know, oh, you are going to be a millionaire. You are going to be... No. It's about spiritual blessings. You know, because you can be a millionaire and you could be a very miserable person. And you can have nothing and be a joyful person. That's what this is, you know, the Lord. And then by one Bible commentary says, God's blessing gives an increase in number, building up the family, increasing wealth, adding to the state and honor, especially an increase in spiritual blessings with the increasing of God. God is there to bless us. But the next verses tell us about warning. The highest heavens belongs to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind. The Lord gave man the power to rule his world. You know what we did? We mess it up. Adam's fall. And so the curse of sin brought death, separation from God. So now we are separated from God. And then there is an invitation from God to come back to him, through whom we have been singing. Thank you for leading us, you know, reminding us about the Calvary, the greatest day in history. So that is the only way to come back. And then the psalmist says, it is not the deaf who praise the Lord. The moment we leave this world, no hope. We can praise the Lord as we leave. So the only opportunity we have is now. Is now. So because the earth he has given us to mankind, you know, he wants to bless us. But the only way we are going to praise him is when we know him. But sadly, idolatry is there. I want to conclude that bringing again the subject, idolatry. Because the psalmist is about that. And we have modern idolatry. And let me just give you a couple examples because we don't have time and we want to have soup. But, you know, it's a reality about idolatry. And let me give you a couple examples. I can spend the whole evening here. You know, atheism, one who disbelieves in the existence of God. So what is the idolatry? Here is worship of intellect. God is not there. Another one. Humanism is a belief system based on the principle that people's spiritual and emotional needs can be satisfied without following God. What is the idol? Well, it's simply the replacement of God with man. We cannot do anything against somebody. Don't say anything. You're going to hurt her feelings. You're going to hurt his feelings. But God is not there. My friends, there is a strong warning here. Trust in the Lord. Don't worship idols. He deserves all the glory, all the honor. Young people, you know, it's not that we have not to exercise, you know, not to be academics, you know. You know, let me tell you something. I say to my children, I want you to excel. I want you to excel. My father used to say, God doesn't call lazy people to serve him. And he had 5 degrees. I don't know how he managed to do it. But he's a humble man. I have less degrees than him. Don't have idols. God deserves all the glory. And there will be things that we are not going to understand. It is not the deaf who praise the Lord. It is we who extol the Lord. How we are going to praise the Lord? When we surrender our lives to Him. No other way. And people are going to ask you, where is God? Why is this happening? My friends who don't believe in God. Would you okay, Freddy? You tell me, why is this happening? And so, so. And so. Well, what is our answer, shall we say? I'm going to finish with a poem. I found this old poem. And you know, trust Him when thy doubts assail thee. Trust Him when thy strength is small. Trust Him when to simply trust Him seems the hardest things of all. Trust Him. He's ever faithful. Trust Him, for His will is best. Trust Him, for the heart of Jesus is the only place to rest. Trust Him. Where is God? He's in heaven. And He will do whatever He pleases. There is a call to have faith. I love the way we did it. Shall we do it again? All you Israelites, trust in the Lord.
He is our help and shield.
House of Aaron, trust in the Lord.
He is our help and shield.
You who fear Him, trust in the Lord.
He is our help and shield.
And we could carry on. Let me say something. All the members of Penrall Baptist Church, trust in the Lord.
He is our help and
shield. All those who come to Penrall Baptist Church, all those who help, all those who believe in God, trust in the Lord. Students, trust in the Lord. Trust Him. Never doubt Him. He's a wonderful God. And there will be things that we are not going to understand. But our God is in heaven, and He will do whatever He pleases for His glory. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, sometimes we go through difficulties in our lives. Sometimes there are things that we don't understand. But Father, help us to give You the glory. Whatever our circumstances, help us to trust in You. Help us to demonstrate with our lives and example and testimonies that You are our helper, that You are our shield. I pray for anyone hearing these words, hearing this sermon here in our church this evening. Help him or her to trust in You. Maybe there are things in her mind or his mind this evening that sometimes we don't understand. Help us to trust You, to give You glory with our lives. And we knowing that You are going to bless our lives, our families, our city, our country, because You are there for us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.